Blog Talk Radio.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Hear the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when nickels down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Your allegiance, it's your petite on all black everything. Black cars, all black everything. And I girls a black bird, riding with they cylinder. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar, I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to this paper. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave the other grip, I lost a flip of 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5,60, shot zero, hit up. Back to running surface realm, niggas. On your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escort, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push a fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come is good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two feasting. And I'm feasting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a made what? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're definitely getting it in. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm live on the show right now. About to get it in. Today we're talking about you know, we're always talking about deep issues on the show, but today we're talking about basically, you know what I'm saying, bringing closure to your past so you can move on for your future. You know what I'm saying? Bringing closure to your past so you can basically, you know what I'm saying, look forward to your future. You know, it's just like, you know, it's really, really hard, you know, when you're trying to keep moving and trying to, you know, keep moving forward towards your life, and you're so stuck in your past, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's definitely some serious stuff, you know, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But before then, we got to talk about some news and some issues that's, you know, going on, you know what I'm saying, in the streets right now, you know what I'm saying? Definitely some issues going on in the streets right now, you know? So, you know, it's kind of crazy, you know, with the VMAs and everything. The VMAs went down, you know, MTV Music Awards. And your man, Kanye West is just getting, like, you know what I'm saying, ridiculed and just, you know, just getting, you know, all this blasphemy towards it because he interrupted Taylor Swift on, you know, her receiving her award. But the thing about it is, come on, everybody. We already know that your man, Kanye West, is kind of weird, and he's liable to do any kind of off-the-hook thing. So expect this from him. Like, why is this? Everybody's acting like this brand new, like, oh, my God, I'm so shocked that he interrupted her, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Like, leave the dude alone. Dude, you know, got him on Jay Leno talking about, you know, they are talking about, what would your mother think? Like, come on, man, that's a low blow. Like, get out of here, dog. Like, for real. Leave dude alone. I ain't too keen on dude. He makes good music. Personality-wise, I think he really needs to go see a psychiatrist. But, you know, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We already know he's kind of weird anyway. So, you know, keep it moving. And I guess, you know, an incident happened, you know what I'm saying, with your girl, you know what I'm saying, Serena Williams, you know, and Serena Williams, you know what I'm saying, was about to, you know, smack a cat on 10 stacks, you know, for an incident. And, you know, if it was a rapper, you know, it might have been, you know, you might have been, you know, less than that, you know. So, who knows? You know, your man Chris Brown started his community service, you know. And I think dude already learned his lesson, you know what I'm saying. You know, shout out to his blue bow tie, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, and it is what it is, you know. We got definitely, you know what I'm saying, keep it, you know, moving and, you know, the other thing is, you know, I definitely am proud of Whitney Houston when she came on, you know, and talked about her life with, you know, Bobby and everything and the whole situation. I think that was very great for her to expressing herself and that personal insight of what she went through, you know, dealing that relationship, because everybody, all of us were like, wow, like, why did she stay with that dude? Like, what was it, you know? And she already told us it was the pipe, baby. It was the pipe, not the crack pipe, but, you know, the pipe. You know what I'm saying? That ding-a-lang-lang had her stuck. But you know what I'm saying? Huh, how many other women don't get stuck on that, you know? And then she got her heart was all into it. Why do good girls like bad guys? You already know what it is about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, go ahead and just, you know what I'm saying, you know, thank God that you're alive, and I'm glad you came back with your comeback. And, you know, I'm glad that you stopped doing what you was doing, you know, because it wasn't you, Whitney. You know what I'm saying? You're a wonderful, beautiful person, and, you know, I'm glad that, you know, she's back to where she needs to be. But you know what? Right now we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about bringing closure to your life, you know what I'm saying? Basically, not life itself, but life, you know, bringing closure to your past so you can move on for your future. But we want to go to a quick commercial. You heard me?
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn? Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to lushradioonlinemp3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. And you know what I'm saying, you know, we're talking about bringing closure to your life, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, bringing closure to your past and moving on, you know, with your future. We want to go ahead and we want to thank our sponsors first and foremost, you know, because, you know, without them, we won't be here. So we want to thank Strictly Bump One, one of the hottest, number one clothing lines in the business. Also, Diverse Media Group, LLC, for all our marketing needs. And also, we want to thank E2K Magazine, you know, for all their support and supporting the radio show. And we want to thank all our listeners, because without you guys, there is no us. So, check this out. You know, in our life, you know, a lot of times it's hard to get over emotional baggage. And a lot of us step into relationships thinking that we're a full cup when really we're half of a cup. We step into relationships thinking that, you know, if we keep things dormant in the back of our minds that they won't counter-react in a new relationship, which is false. If you haven't let go of past relationships, then you will not be able to move forward. Whether it be if you're a rape victim, whether it be that girlfriend that, you know, you never really, like, you know, ended it in the right way and you felt remorse about it and, you know, different things. You can never really move forward in your life if you're stuck in your past. I had this car back in the day. I had this. I had these businesses and this, that. We're not looking at that. We're looking about now. These are nothing but bitter, sweet memories in your past. We need to look forward to our future. A lot of us stay stuck because we have not allowed ourselves to let go of what we have in the past. Like, for instance, your significant other, your wife, husband passes, and several years go by, but you're constantly still, you know, listening to her voice. And you might be in a new relationship, still listening to her voice on the recorder, you know, still once in a time glancing at her picture and, you know, and, you know, just doing different things. And, you know, you're in a new relationship, and most women or men in a new relationship wants you, that individual, to focus on them. But if you're so consumed with, you know, all of these images and all of the memories of the past. And, you know, that new person that you're in that relationship with cannot be that person that you lost, which a lot of people think they can, or try to either make them look like or make them conform to act like the person. Subconsciously, they're trying to make that person act like the person they used to be with, and they can't. These are the symptoms of the fact of that we have emotional attachment to something, someone, or somewhere. Bringing closure to your past. If you don't take the time out to heal and you live in denial and you don't address the fact that this person is gone, I can't ever bring this person back, you know, they're in a better place and they're watching over me, but they honestly would want me to move on with my life so I could be happy. You can never be happy in your life if you do not move on and bring closure to your past. For those rape victims that have been raped, it takes time. It takes years. It might not be today or tomorrow, but having acceptance and facing it and having counseling and admitting to the situation that it did happen instead of leaving it dormant in the back of your mind. Therefore, you're not able to function in a normal relationship, function in society, just deal in a common environment because of your emotional distraught and disturbance from your past. That ex that, you know, you loved and everything, and, you know, he cheated on you, but yet you still have emotional feelings, and you feel like when you see him or you have this urge, and you're in a new relationship, but you feel this urge as if, I just want to try it again. That means that there hasn't been closure in that relationship, which needs to be dealt with. Sometimes it's hard, and sometimes some people don't even know it, and they live in denial and say, oh, I'm over him, or I'm over her, and really you're not. Emotional baggage sometimes can cause a damper on your future. A lot of us sometimes is like, that ex, man, she gave me the best, this, that, and the third, or he did this, or he did that. And, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to subliminally go into a new relationship and start talking about, well, you know, Frank used to do this and this, and it slips up. And your new relationship is like, well, I'm not Frank. Maybe you need to go back to Frank. We need to bring closure to this. Because if you don't bring closure to this, then you're not going to be able to move on with your life. You're going to be stagnated. Have you ever been in this situation before? Or do you want to comment on this situation? Call in at 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722. I mean, it's a serious issue. Because even if it's an ex that you never let go, or you felt like you didn't really give her a chance, or you didn't really give him a chance to really work it out, go settle it. Go and figure out what went wrong. You know, meet them. You know, hopefully by that time they're not with somebody else. And try it. Don't have regrets. Put your past to a closure. That is the only way you will not be stagnated in your life. This is something that is very hard to deal with because a lot of us are stuck on our pride. Our pride is like sometimes our biggest killer, you know. And a lot of us out here are very, very, you know, stuck on our pride. Our pride is the thing that keeps us ticking. But, you know, sometimes our pride can be our downfall. Bringing closure to your past is a serious issue. But I'm going to go ahead and, you know, play you this song. I got two songs about letting go and bringing closure. This song right here is called Shoni with Fabulous. It's called I Can't Let Go. The thing about it is you have to admit that you can't let go, addressing the issue and then solving the problem. Either confronting your aggressor, the person who assaulted you, the person who hurt you, whether it be your family, whether it be your friends, whether it be somebody that you want to get back with, analyzing the situation, assessing it, and then a point of action. But we're going to go ahead and play Shoni, Can't Let Go, and we'll be back. We're talking about, you know, basically bringing closure to your past and moving on for your future.
Shawnee, holla back, girl, get your Gwen Stefani on. Always on a job, so I be gone. I am never off, yeah, I be on.
I keep on calling you up, cause it's you I can't trust. Now I'm back, it's too much. You keep on messing me up,
but
why can't I let go? And when I try to turn away, tell you to give me faith. You do that thing I can't take. Then I'm here to say, but
why can't I let go? Why can't I get over you?
Oh.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I keep on coming back to you. I'm loving everything you do.
Why can't I let go?
Why can't I let go of you?
Oh.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I keep on coming back to you.
Oh.
Giving them all of your stuff, but I don't care no more.
It ain't about loving my heart.
No.
You had that from the start.
No.
No way out, I'm too far. I keep on saying I'm a star, but
I
no,
don't
no.
care no more.
Why can't I get over you?
At least you get a laugh or two. They just slow you down like bad traffic do. And when I'm on a female, there's attachment, paperclip on an email. And that means that I open you up. How you looking for a star, you scoop me up. Calling me 4 in the morning, hoping I'm up. Like everything's closed, but my legs are open. What's up?
Why can't I get over you? I don't know what I'm gonna
do.
That's what it is, man. Y'all ain't know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you know what we talking about. We talking about bringing closure to your past and moving on for your future. You know what I'm saying? You know. And we want to go to the into the chat room. And, my man Knight right in the chat room. Shout out to you, man. You know, live from the DMV, you know, he says, basically, I do believe that you have to truly bring some closure to your past before you can move on. That's how he feels about the situation, you know, and because it's basically not fair with the person that you're with, you know, the person, the new person, the new individual that you're dealing with is kind of not fair because you're bringing emotional baggage from your past relationship into the new relationship, and you're never really fully giving that person a chance to basically, you know what I'm saying, you know, be themselves so you can, you know, see where they're coming from. you're not even giving it a chance because you're so stuck on this past relationship that you never truly emotionally resolved or brought closure to, that everything that this person is doing, you want them to be like that, you know, or you're judging them off of the basis that maybe you were hurt from a prior relationship, you know. And some women go into relationships sometimes thinking that, yo, you know, all men's, well, you heard this common phrase, all men are dogs, you know what I'm saying? Chivalry is dead. You can't go in a relationship judging every man like that. You're not giving a man a chance. Or, you know, even a man judging a female. You can't go in there and judging a female and say, yo, all females, you know what I'm saying? All they want is just, you know, to pop babies and, you know, be gold diggers and this, that, and the third. You can't start. You can't do that. You know what your family values were when you were growing up and the way your mother and your father taught you how to be. If you had that situation, if you were you honored and to have a situation like that, you know, you got to get over whatever hurt or pain that you went through in prior relationships and become open-minded to basically analyze, you know the phrase they say, give a person enough rope to hang themselves. Analyze each person because every individual is different. And you might end up blocking your blessings or blocking somebody that could be your soulmate because of your emotional baggage and you not leaving, you know, you not bringing closure to your past. You know, it's a lot of nonsense, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't do it, you know, you're liable to be miserable and be by yourself. Even with situations like I stated at before in regards to like being raped, a young lady or a young man being raped, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes with rape, when it comes to a young woman, it can lead from there. If they're not, you know, treated, it can lead from there to go into, you know, becoming into drug abuse. Therefore, maybe being an alcoholic and also into prostitution or not even prostitution, just, you know, having multiple partners, you know, to fill that void and that pain. You know, it's a lot of situations also with a male. If he has been raped by either a male or so, you know, it might lead to, you know, drug abuse or denial or, you know, having sex with multiple partners just to, you know, realize that, you know, you're not like this. You know, going through situations of trying to identify yourself, you know, to block the pain and causing it to be dormant, if you don't actually sit there and analyze and say, look, this happened to me in my past, but I cannot be a slave or be a prisoner of my past and not allow myself to move on with my future. I got a bright future ahead of me. And if I allow my past to keep me, you know, strangled and locked up in chains like I'm a prisoner of war or I'm in jail within my own self and my own psyche, I'm not gonna be successful in life. And is this something that you would wanna pass on to your children or, you know, or anything? You know, everybody deserves happiness in life, but sometimes we sabotage our own relationships because of emotional baggage. You know, so bringing closure to our life is a serious issue, and a lot of people want to ignore it, but it's serious, you know. Yeah, you know, so it's definitely, you know, a serious issue. And I think that, you know, a lot of people need to just, you know, really open their mind up and realize that, you know, if I don't stop what I'm doing, you know, then it's going to be a problem later on in the future. My past, you know, my past relationship, you know, my ex-husband, you know, I'm telling you off of my personal experience. My ex-husband, you know, hurt me, you know, to the point that, you know, I totally, like, you know, lost myself in a relationship. And he just put me through so much that I had to go see a psychiatrist myself, you know, because he just, like, emotionally drained me. And, you know, it came to a point where I just let myself go. I didn't care about my appearance, My self-esteem was low. It was just a lot. It drained me, and it caused me to just, like, have a I don't care attitude about everybody, men and everything, you know. And, you know, my life, you know, kind of spiraled downward. I was in a dark place in my life. And it's nothing but the grace of God that brought me back to where I am today. But I had to build myself up. And even in dealing with relationships and dealing with men, at one point I looked at a man as nothing but, you know, meat, nothing but meat, and, you know, use it for what you need to do and toss them to the side because, you know, men are like buses. Another one comes every second, you know. But then I had to realize that men have feelings also. Because eventually, you know, if I did something like that, I would basically block my blessings for somebody that might actually be my soulmate. So I had to get out that mind frame. Sometimes we have to deprogram ourselves in order for us to move forward in our future. If we're programmed, even, you know, with young children, you know, like I'm dealing with a student right now, you know, and, you know, she has, you know, past, you know, she's emotionally disturbed, and she has a lot of, you know, past anger and resentment from her past. And, you know, and I was talking to today that you have to bring closure to that. And that might take time, but you have to deal with that because there's not going to be any way that we're going to be able to change any situation in your life if you don't focus and express and stop being in denial about what you're dealing with. And at the same time, people, listen up. Your worst enemy is yourself in life. Because the only person that can stop you from what you're doing in life is you. The only person that can stop you from making change or doing anything that you want to do in your life is you. If you allow the world and its nonsense to hold you down, it's you. You can progress and you can overcome anything you set your heart to, no matter what. As long as you have a goal, we have to bring closure to our lives. If we do not bring closure to our lives, we will be stagnated. And it is the truth. Will I ever lie to you? But I'm going to go ahead and play this song right here, Letting Go by American Yard. Sign of Convict Music. They were on the show. Check out the archives. Listen to them. I had a little flip on the other day. We will be having MC Light on the show in October, so check for that. So go ahead and listen to this, and we'll be back talking about bringing closure to your past and moving on for your future. Everybody has a bright future. I want to see you have one too. Letting Go. And we'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
I cry over you.
Yeah, man. Bringing closure to your past so you can move on for your future. That is the topic today, man, and it's real talk, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, you know, Knight Rider in the building. Shout out to MNS Media. Shout out to my man Cartier live in the studio, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a serious situation. And, like, remember this also. With every action is a reaction, you know. With every action is a reaction in life. And if we don't move towards our future and towards our progression in life, we're going to stay in one place. And if you pick up your cell phone right now, all of y'all listening right now, you pick up your cell phone and look at it. How many people in that cell phone really brings any kind of progression or any kind of moral support or financial support in your life right now? If they really don't, if you have a person that doesn't add to your life for your growth, then you need to take that person out your cell phone, or you need to just change your number and start all over again, for real. You don't need anybody that's dragging you down, you know, in your life. You know what I'm saying? You don't need anybody that's dragging you down in your life. You know what I'm saying? You want to step up and you want to stand up with your head erected and stand forward and look for your future in, you know, the most openest mind and as optimistic as possible. You do not need to be like crabs in a barrel and need to be brought down. Bringing closure to our life sometimes may cause us to have to do things like changing our cell phone number so you won't get caught up in temptation, or deleting people's phone numbers out of our phone so we won't be tempted to call them, rather it be an ex or rather it be somebody who abused you or did something bad to you. In order to basically move on, you have to get rid of it. Get rid of it or acknowledge that there is a problem. Until we acknowledge that there is a problem, then you won't get anywhere. We have to look in our phone. I challenge you guys today to look in your phone and look at how many people really add to your life. If they don't, I bet you half of them people on there don't add to your life. It might be one or two or three people that might do something for you, but everybody else needs to be erased, real talk. I'm telling you only this for your best good, because there's no purpose of having all these phone numbers in your phone for no reason, unless you're doing entertainment business or something like that. Other than that, nah. Take it out of your phone. You hear me? Out of your phone. You know, but you know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, you know what I'm saying, live in the building. And, you know, I just want to really, like, thank you guys definitely for coming through and talking with me and chatting with me and getting it in on Lush Radio Online, man. You already know what it is, man. And we're live in the show, doing our thing, and, you know, Kanye, you know, we already know you weird, dude, you know what I'm saying? Stop chastising this dude, you know what I'm saying? We already know he was weird. He does weird stuff, man. Get over it. Chris Brown, shout out to your blue bow tie, my dude, because it's like, wow. But, and also, you know, Serena Williams, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody know you fat as hell. You know what I'm saying, with them shorts on, but you can't go around, you know what I'm saying, trying to kill people, you know what I'm saying, but I guess people underestimate you, you know what I'm saying, they ain't know she from the West Coast, she slap them, nigga, but we live in the building, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day, your girl Lushy Lush, man, and, you know, I want to thank all our sponsors and our listeners, and Knight Rider, I might give you a chance to do that. Maybe. Well, think about it. You know what I'm saying? You can email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com if you want to talk about business. If you want to submit music in, it's LushRadioOnline MP3s@gmail.com. And basically, you know, submit your music for this Friday. This Friday, it's off the freaking chain, and I'm on Ustream also, and we get it crack-a-lackin', and I might be on Ustream in a few seconds, so I'll send you guys the link, and you can see me live, and, you know, you can talk to me. And we're going to go on there in a few, and I just want to say I love you guys all day, every day. We keep it moving. Lush Radio Online, ear crack. All day, talking about real issues. It's your girl, Leslie Lester, the people's voice. I don't do it for me, I do it for the people. And yo, your girl is out. And what song do I want to play today? Because I'm about to step out, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I might get on Ustream in a few. And I got on at 9 o'clock, I got to get on a jump off in a few. But I got to go on a conference call. But, I'm feeling like a ghetto ass right now. So I'm about to play some of that damn. I think I'm going to play that ghetto techno. I don't know. Should I play it? I don't know. Do I still got it in the arsenal? Hell yeah. Ghetto techno. Your man Jay-Z Blueprint 3. I know you copped it. Go get that. Hova. Rock, baby. Yeah, we out. You already know what. Beyonce, where my chain, bitch?
I'ma give y'all ghetto techno. 5 seconds. Call your waitresses. Get your Patron, get your ice bucket, get your little shaker. Get it together. We going in tonight. You on that eight? Get ready to spray the club. Yeah. You gonna need an umbrella tonight. Come on. We going in. Five, come on, four, I say come on, three, two, one, we mix the control with champagne, marching away, got sorrow, we don't want to feel a campaign, I hope I'm hungover tomorrow, I don't want to feel a campaign, no, I don't want to feel a campaign, no, now everybody throw a shot back, shot back, shot back, and raise your empty shot back.
Tweet a smaller bird in the rap, but I ain't doing nothing. chopper, but throw a shot back, shot back, shot back. Raise your empty shot glass, shot glass, shot glass. Five more shots.